It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. And now, with the play-by-play coverage, here is Justin Flew.
It's a Big East League doubleheader in the second matchup of the season tonight, as the Silver Lake Eagles and the Houlton Wildcats not only battle a second time this season, but teams tonight are playing for the second consecutive night. It's a rematch from December the 10th, and it's a makeup game from Snowmageddon a couple weeks ago. Tonight it's the Eagles and the Wildcats from the home of Houlton High School here on 96.9 The Pulse. Glad to have you along. I'm Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday, and tonight our studio producer is MJ. But Houlton and Silver Lake, it seems like an eternity ago, played in just the second game of this high school basketball season. That night it was at Silver Lake, and both Eagle teams came out victorious. Tonight is the rematch, and here's what the two teams have done since. In the girls matchup, Silver Lake is 10-2. They are 5-1 in the Big East League, and coming off a loss last night when they fell to Riley County 44-36, just their second setback of the year for the defending state champs, who were a perfect 26-0 a season ago, winning Class 3A, and under the direction of fifth-year head coach now, Kyle Porter, who is a Houlton High School alum. We'll be talking more about Porter's here later this evening. The Houlton Wildcats, led by Kurt Heisler, sixth-year head coach. Houlton on a skid themselves. Not only did they lose last night to Royal Valley 55-40, but now the Lady Wildcats have lost four consecutive games. They were 6-3 not too long ago, but now under 500 at 6 wins and 7 losses on the season. Houlton and Silver Lake, Coach John Holliday, it's a bit of a rivalry, but now that it's a league matchup, it's a lot more fun. We talk about the Porter connection and some other connections we'll visit about during the broadcast tonight as well. But looking forward to some good basketball on a rare Wednesday night. But it's February, and that means it is go time, and teams want to be getting momentum and confidence with the postseason now not too far away.
Well, there's so many things to factor into tonight's ball game, and you know, this is always a great rivalry game. We had some great ball games with Silver Lake. And, you know, I look at it from my standpoint. I went through the coaches. You know, Ziegler was Stewart, and then now Kyle at Royal Valley. So he's doing a great job. So we follow Silver Lake very, very readily. But you know, you already talked about it. You're here right when everything matters. Every game is extremely important. You're looking at your sub-state seeding. You know, Silver Lake's now going to have to take a look at what's going to take to win the league. You know, this is going to be with the setback that they had last night. How are they going to respond from where they're at to see if they can find a way to make a W? Holt's got a tough slate. You know, they're playing a Silver Lake team who's probably going to be very hungry, has a very, very active point guard who's being recruited by some Division I schools. And then you take, you know, they've got St. Mary's coming up on Friday. So Holt's really got to start playing better basketball to what they have been.
Silver Lake and Houlton also in this girls matchup tonight. Both teams will be missing one of their key performers. For Houlton, they will be without the services of one of their senior guards, Kaya Taylor. Suffered an injury in last night's loss to Royal Valley. Taylor averaging 8 points per game. One of the ball handlers and the Wildcats' best perimeter threats will miss the game here tonight for Houlton in their home white unis with blue numerals, letters, and trim. For Silver Lake tonight, they are without the services of their 5'5 freshman guard, Harris Dider. Dider averaging 12 points per game. Also a good rebounder and ball handler for the Eagles. And she's out of the lineup tonight due to sickness. So both teams playing without a key member of their backcourt. We'll get you the starting lineup here for these teams this evening as they stand. It is 5'7 junior Kaylin Haney that leads the way, 20 points a game for Silver Lake. She's joined in the starting lineup by 5'6 senior Taylor Zordel. Also starting is 5'5 sophomore Savannah Windy. And in the post for Silver Lake, 5'10 junior Paige Hyman and 5'11 senior Ella Bolin. So Bolin, Hyman, Zordel, Haney, and Windy for Silver Lake. for the Holton Wildcats. Without Taylor tonight, getting her first career varsity start will be Olivia Doney. She is a 5'9 sophomore. She'll be joined in the backcourt by 5'8 junior Lily Tanking, and Holton with three of their four seniors that have been starters all year, 5'11 senior Brooke Wilcott, and inside it's 6' senior Laura Larrison and 6' senior Elizabeth Schuster. It's Schuster that leads the Wildcats, averaging 13 points and 9 rebounds per game. Wilcott not far behind with 12 points in outing for Holton, who comes in scoring about 11 fewer points per game on average than Silver Lake. And one of Holton's biggest problems this year has been turnovers, averaging nearly 20 per game. That's what helped Silver Lake win the first meeting between these two teams back in December. 65-33 was the score there, and that's no doubt another big storyline here tonight. Silver Lake pressure, how will Holton handle the basketball?
Especially when you're minus your starting point guard, who handles the rock for him, you know, a whole bunch of time, 50% plus over the game. But, you know, the thing we're looking at, you know, Silver Lake's been averaging 60 points a game, and last night they were held in the 30s, so it's just if the ball goes in the hole, it's a completely different game. We'll see what happens when we throw this thing up.
96.9 The Pulse, but also streaming online, the Holton channel at msdsports.net. Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. We're used to just broadcasting video games on the Holton channel, and tonight here on the Pulse radio dial as well. Silver Lake wins the tip. They're in their visiting maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and letters for Coach Kyle Porter. And Silver Lake will start with the basketball and move left to right. They work it around the perimeter and find an open spot down low. The ball is swatted out of bounds after Savannah Windy caught it and was open, but a good recovery by the Cats to deflect it. It'll be Silver Lake basketball here just underway.
So something we saw last night with Holton that didn't get the backside, and they did a much better job getting there tonight, opening possession.
Holton, a team that's relied and played mostly zone throughout the year. The drive and a bucket off the window. Really tough shot. But it is made by Kaylin Haney, averaging 20 points per game, but 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Phenomenal shooting free throws as well, as Haney gets the first 2 tonight on a tough drive into the paint. Now Holton's first offensive crack. It's Larrison. Turnaround jumper banked in off the window. Tied at 2. Larrison scores after a couple quiet games for her offensively. Mentioned Holton playing a lot of zone and only going about 7 deep. And that will be an issue here as well for Holton tonight. They are going to play a little zone defense. Down low goes Silver Lake. Shot off the window, missed by Paige Hyman, a little too strong. Hyman, 6 points a game. They also have Zordal, about 5 points a game. Wendy's averaging 8 points per contest. A pretty good balance for Silver Lake behind Haney as they get a deflection and knock it out on the far side of the floor. So it'll keep it tied as the Wildcats inbound from the far sideline looking for their first lead of the contest. Holton's last win came in the opening round of their midseason Tonganoxie tournament. Beat Tonganoxie to host, but then lost an overtime game in the semis, a tough one they have not recovered from since. Here's Doney on the left wing. Holton with a little bit of a size advantage in this matchup. They throw it away off the hands of Wilcott. Turnover number 1 on the home team. Into the near corner, looking inside is Zordal. Now flips it back up top as Silver Lake works around the perimeter against Holton's 2-3 zone to deflect the ball out of bounds again off the fingertips of Larrison. It'll stay here with the Eagles.
Silver Lake's making a concerted effort. They want to go diagonal baseline, and boy, Holton's gotten their hands on everything. A great inbounds play, and they're going to kick it out. 3 balls.
Top of the key, it's Bolin, and missed the triple. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll go to the Wildcats as we stay tied at 2. Not quite 2 minutes into this makeup game from a couple weeks ago. The first meeting was actually not the game that counts for the league record or the Big East standings. It's tonight's doubleheader here in Holton that will count for the league record and standings. Teams in the league playing each other twice, several others just playing once, but it's only one game, one matchup for all Big East squads that will count towards the final Big East league standings. First foul of the game called here against Ella Bolin, trying to defend on the far sideline, so Holton will now trigger it in. Still tied at 2. Harrison, Wilcott, Schuster, Tanking, and Doney. They getting her first start, the only underclassman that's played varsity for the Holton girls this year. In a regular role, here's a baseline drive by Tanking, and she traveled. That's Holton's second turnover of the night.
Great idea, going baseline. Had a chance to get the rim, but Silver Lake did a nice job of squeezing her. She couldn't go any further. She drugged the pivot foot. Here comes Silver Lake. Just the zone.
Thought we might see both teams kind of struggle to find the flow and get going after playing last night and back at it. Silver Lake on the road, second night in a row. They lose the handle. Schuster has the ball covered up. Tried to scoot it to a teammate. Tanking has it. She's tied up. We're going to get a jump ball. The possession arrow will go to the Cats. Schuster holding her left elbow and kind of tried to stretch that arm out as she landed awkwardly there, trying to keep control of the basketball.
But those are the plays the Holt's going to have to stay in this ballgame, the hustle plays, win those 50-50 balls.
Off pass over to Wilcott to the far corner, now tanking. Double-teamed, has the dribble, and will try to use it, but threw it away. Holton's third straight turnover, trying to go all the way is Boland. Now finds the trailer, Haney, who banks it in from behind. Good pass by Boland, and Haney's got her second deuce.
Silver Lake jumped in a 1-3-1, and they're trapping the corners. Got the turnover.
Down low, Larrison, bank shot good. It's Fleur Larrison, 4 points for Holton, and Kaylin Haney, 4 points for Silver Lake. We're tied up with 3 minutes gone by. 2-3 zone by the Cats. Haney at the high post to the far corner. Here's a triple try. This one's off the mark, missed by Zordo, but a long rebound comes out to Wendy. Now Haney will reset the offense. She penetrates, pumps, and shoots it in. Haney, silky smooth, cracking the 2-3 zone, and the jumper just in front of the foul line. Got all six for the Eagles, who are back on top by two. Tanking between two defenders. Now it's poked away, but it's recovered by Holton, and the timeout will be called by head coach Kurt Heisler as the Wildcats take the first timeout of the night. The clock shows 4:20. The score says 6-4 in favor of Silver Lake. We're back to Holton after a 30-second timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, along with him, JR studio engineer, Justin Fluke, John Holiday. Also, shout out to Ethan Will and Cade Kohlberg. They're running the production truck tonight. Video broadcast online at mscsports.net. Out of a Holton timeout, the Wildcats have the basketball. They trail by two. Silver Lake back man-to-man. The lob down low to Larrison has got all 4 points for the Cats. To tanking, a three, right wing. It's an air ball short. Offensive board, back up Larrison. That's no good. Schuster rebounds. First shot blocked. And now the Eagles come away with it as Holton got three cracked, but no points. Nice pass, touch. Now a block from behind by Larrison. It looked like Silver Lake was going to get an easy bucket, but the Wildcats recover.
Great defensive transition if you're holding Wildcats. Silver Lake had to run out going and could not knock it down.
Holton been looking for paint touches every trip on offense, especially without their 3.8 here tonight because of an injury. Here's tanking, a shot of three and missed, flipping it to Doney. Holton may only play a couple girls tonight off the bench. We'll see depth as this is the second of three games this week. Larrison turnaround bank shot too strong. Loose ball picked up by Haney. He weaves her way from left to right to the near wing. Stops and now kicks in the corner. This is Zordo with the basketball, who dribbles to the wing. Now back to Haney in the near corner. 3:10 to go, first frame, 6-4, Silver Lake by two. Harrison defends in the far corner against Wendy. Now a shot in the paint missed, and it's out of bounds off Haney. It'll be Holton basketball. And two subs coming in for both teams. For Holton, it's Becca Lassie, a 6'1 sophomore, and Taylor Sagenhagen, a 5'4" junior. For Silver Lake, Jaylee Whitehead is a 5'5 sophomore in there for the first time. And also Elena Brewster, 5'6 senior for Silver Lake, on the floor for the first time. Hagen will help handle the basketball for the Cats. That'd be a long two on the baseline. Bounced off. Rebound to Brewster, and now it's knocked out of bounds. One foul, three turnovers in this game, all three against turnover against Holton, and Silver Lake still leads by two.
Well, you've got to be happy if Holton, with the start they're getting, even though they're down 2 points. They've got Silver Lake slowed down. They're not getting up and down the floor. They're contesting shots. Silver Lake just seems to be waiting on a chance to get that breakaway, and the two opportunities they've had, they have not been able to finish the job.
Hagen tipped it out of bounds into the Holton bench as Silver Lake keeps it here on their offensive end. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Here's a three. This one switched in. Points off the bench. A spark as Jaylee Whitehead buries the triple. Makes it a 5-point Eagle lead. Megan Hagen harassed. Now without the dribble. Gets it to Schuster. Long ways from the basket is the 6-foot senior, all-league player. Schuster now back to Doney. Holton resets. As he has it, looks high-low. Schuster, tough catch. Double-team. Kicks it over to Wilcott on the left baseline. Back into Liz. Knocked away from her, but a foul. This one going against Brewster. Her first and the team's second. 2 minutes on the first quarter clock. Really trying to get it inside, but by some touches, not having success. Now they throw away the inbound pass. It's intercepted by Ella Bolin. That's 4 turnovers on the home team. Cats back in a 2-3 zone. Here's another 3. This one is short, missed by Wendy. Rebound goes to Doney. Hagen, Hagen, and Holton push the tempo a little bit this time across half court from right to left. Tony's got it with 1.5 to go here in the first frame. 9-4, the Silver Lake lead. Hagen Hagen comes left. Schuster open. She'll shoot it out there. Three-pointer a little strong. And the rebound by Haney. Haney threads the needle up the court to Brewster. Stops. Pops. And got fouled from behind. Elena Brewster heading to the line to shoot two.
Kaylin Haney, boy, she'd be a joy to have on your team and coach because, boy, she is a Swiss Army knife. You see her run through the high post. She distributes the ball. She can shoot it. She handles it. She defends.
Pretty good vision on that pass there in transition.
She's had a great vision. She's made a couple really, really nice passes. You know, her head's always up. She's a fundamentally sound player.
Holton's first foul is charged to Olivia Doney. The first free throw for Brewster was good. The second one is good as well. And we were tied at 4 for a moment, but now a 7-0 run by Silver Lake has them on top, 11-4. Hagen Hagen. Holton did not substitute during that dead ball. Here's another steal. It's Haney again taking it away. Now ahead, here's Wendy through the double team, and the ball swatted away. Holton's gotten back in transition and gotten a couple blocks.
They've done a nice job, and they've got a size advantage tonight. And they've taken advantage of it on the defensive side. A couple, 3 blocks, as you alluded to, but biggest thing is getting back and putting a body on somebody. Trying to keep from getting to the rim.
Here's Lassie at the high post. Drives left side of the lane. She's stripped but fouled. It's on the floor, so no free throws with 49 ticks to go. Holton will inbound, and that's the 3rd foul against Silver Lake. First personal on Jaylee Whitehead, who came off the bench and popped in a tray for the Eagles, who are struggling a little bit offensively. For Larrison in, will give Liz Schuster her first breather of the night. Harrison has all 4 points for the Wildcats. Lassie gets it out on the wing to Tankin, who checked back in for Holton a moment ago. Lassie on the perimeter to Sagenhagen. Looks to drive left. Defended by Whitehead. Silver Lake matched up player to player defensively. Playing tight D at that. Sagenhagen gets rid of it to Wilcott. High post. Lassie again tries to drive. Triple teamed and stumbled and took a step. And that's already 6 turnovers for Holton here in the first quarter. Back-to-back possessions, the Wildcats have not been able to get a shot up. Silver Lake may hold for 1 now. No shot clock, but 20 seconds to go, and they can hold with at least a 7-point lead after 1 quarter. They threw it away. Good interception by Lily Tanking. Holton's 2-on-2. Tanking with 10 to go. Stops in the paint to the trailer. Lassie straight away. Long 2. No. And the rebound out off the Eagles as it touched the leg of Paige Hyman. Holton will get a chance to inbound here with 6 seconds left under their own basket. They can get to trigger it in. Last time they threw it away. This time they get it to Lassie. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Lassie back out top. Tanking. Got a shoot. Holton doesn't get a look or a shot attempt at the end of the first quarter. We were tied early at 2s and again at 4s. But it's Silver Lake that tacks on a touchdown to end the first quarter of play. Silver Lake 11 and Holton 4. And the second quarter's next after a full 1-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some quick John Holliday back with you at Holton High School, where the Silver Lake girls lead 11-4. Both teams coming off a tough Big East loss last night. Both teams will be back in action again on Friday night. Silver Lake's got a tough one at Nemaha Central. Holton will be home against St. Mary's later this week. Silver Lake basketball to begin quarter number two. All four Holton points scored by Laura Larison. Silver Lake has three players in the scorebook, led by Haney with six. For Whitehead off the bench, and Brewster hit two free throws. Got a foul after Silver Lake had kind of lost the possession.
Yeah, they did. Silver Lake, Holton had it on the ground. Silver Lake girl just jumped on top of her. I don't think anybody wanted intentional at all, but she fell on her as picked up a foul at that. Holton gets a stop. They hold it, hanging in there right now, looking for some way to get some points.
LaPola now has two personals. Here's a three. Lily tanking. It's short. The rebound reeled in by Silver Lake's Ella Boland. Stay out there with her two personal fouls. Silver Lake had three fouls, and Holton just one in that first 8 minutes of play. Holton will continue to play zone. Here's a pass to the right block, a little high, but Hyman brings it in. Now it's deflected by Schuster, grabbed by Tanking, and then out of bounds off Lilly. It'll stay with the Eagles, but good hustle by Holton defensively.
That it was. Had a chance. Got the stop again. Hyman had a point. They're going to get her again. Hyman gets this one.
Rolls it in on the inbound play. Paige Hyman scores her first points of the night. And the lead increases to 9 now for Silver Lake. And they beat Holton 65-33 back in the second game of the year, early December. Silver Lake's gone to a little bit of zone, and Holton continues to struggle offensively. Oney up top, over to Tanking. Larison, Schuster, and Wilcott is the starting five for head coach Heisler in this second quarter. Here in the far corner, long skip pass, high over Wilcott, but saved in by Doney. Doney finds Wilcott going to the basket. Kicks it out to Tank. Tank fakes the three this time. Pulls up for a long two and missed everything, but rebounded by Doney to the left side. Larison from the block. Her shot's long. Doney tries a third time, and that's the charm as Olivia Doney scores for the Cats.
Boy, multiple opportunities on offensive glass. Keep that thing alive.
With some height helping out theirs. They score for the first time in about a five-minute stretch of basketball. What seemed like about a 15-minute real-time scoring drought for the home team. Here's Haney in the lane. Nearly lost it. Got it back. Shot it. A no call. Both coaches are wanting to call. Haney gets up asking if there was some contact there. Coach Kyle Porter asking the officials for an explanation. It'll go down as a turnover. The third one now against Silver Lake. Haney just a junior. Time Larison lost the handle. She stripped, and that's a turnover on Holton, and then a foul and frustration. So Holton has seven turnovers now, and the first personal foul charged to Laura Larison in the second quarter. 13-6. Verlake has not trailed in this game. Last year finished perfect 26-0. Didn't even have a single digit win until the state championship against Heston. They won it by five. Had won 28 in a row until a loss early this season against Centralia. Then had won 8 in a row until last night falling at Riley County. And there's a nice play. And a timeout called by Holton after the basket for Silver Lake. It was made by Paige Hyman, so she's got two buckets for the Eagles here in this second quarter. It's a full timeout. gives us a chance to take a break. We'll step away for 30 seconds with Silver Lake leading Holton 15-6 here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you in Holton with 5:19 to go till halftime in our girls' game. Silver Lake leads 15-6. A couple of our Holton Channel sponsors include Holton Dental, Dr. Alex Gilliland and Samantha Rieschick. Also, Jayhawk TV and Appliance in downtown Holton. Bergston Insurance with Holton alum Niels Bergston and Johnsonville. Sponsors of the Holton Channel broadcast at MSCSports.net. Silver Lake will back off the pressure. Holton has used two timeouts now here in the first half. Have the basketball down 9 at 15-6.
Nick Silver Lake had comes a little bit more full court pressure. You get the scout and find out the point guard's gone. Turnover.
That's number 8 turnover for Holton. Silver Lake lineup has Wendy and Whitehead in there with Hyman getting a couple baskets down low. Also Ella Bolin and Kaylin Haynes, who brings the ball from left to right here for the Eagles with 3 minutes gone by in quarter number 2. Long pass to Haney. On the near side, it's Whitehead. Back to Haney, defended by Tanking. One foul on each team in the second quarter. Ball through the hands of Bolin. Silver Lake quick with it on the perimeter. Couple skip passes and now a 3. Far side, Bolin. Swish! Ella Bolin with the turnaround stare to somebody that maybe said something in that Holton pep section as she knocks down the triple.
Well, you hope that doesn't get started because that's a bad thing to have for high school basketball.
Another Holton turnover. Silver Lake's biggest lead is at 12, and they're looking for more. Here's a skip pass and another 3.
Deep
near
check.
Side. Bolin again, but it's no good. And out of bounds to the Cat. Silver Lake's made 2 3-pointers now in this game. Ella Bolin is one of 5 players that have now scored for Silver Lake.
Silver Lake's a tough scout. I mean, who's going to guard? I mean, obviously, Hannah, you got to take her out of the ballgame. We know where she's at, but just that position, you know, well, you know, she's 5'7". She can jump, knocked out of bounds, but put a little pressure on Holton on the rebounding side of it. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover.
That's the 4th one here in the second quarter. That is the 3rd turnover on as many possessions and a total of 10 turnovers now for Holton in this contest. And they haven't had any turnovers against full court pressure. It's all just in the half court and a lot of just bad passes.
And that was a long pass. And that's, you got a diagonal skip. You watch Silver Lake, their diagonal skips are hitting people in the numbers and Holton's still out of bounds in that particular instance.
Quick passes to the left block, an open look missed, but a foul is getting there late. Elena Brewster will go to the charity stripe. Second foul on Holton is the first personal on Becca Lassie here in the second quarter. Yeah, Holton just seems a little frazzled offensively, trying to make too long of passes and not getting enough movement on that side of the court as the free throw bounces in. Elena Brewster's now 3 for 3. At the charity stripe, she's the only player that's attempted a free throw in this game, averaging just 2 points and 2 boards per outing. One of just a couple seniors on the roster knocks them both in. She's 4 for 4 at the line, and the Eagles' lead now grows up to 14. Holton just threw it away again. I don't even know how to describe that one. Pass and nobody was within about 10 yards of where the basketball landed. You can tell the Cats are frustrated and now in their head a little bit as Coach Kurt Heisler for the Holton girls will use his 3rd timeout here in this first half to try to settle down the troops.
Well, you know, you're headed into this thing without a point guard. And your quarterback just went out of the game, so you're running shotgun the whole time with those single wings in play. So... But Silver Lake's taking advantage of it. They're a nice ball club. They move the basketball extremely well, share the basketball extremely well. Their sets are good against the zone. getting exactly what they want. They move the defense, and then they find a weak spot and exploit it.
A couple other Holton Channel sponsors include Mercer Funeral Homes in Holton, also Riley Electric, Byron Riley, and Lifetime Eye Care, Doctors Nikki Merpool and Leslie Gallagher. Some of our Silver Lake sponsors tonight include Silver Lake Animal Health Center, you'll hear their ad, as well as Doltmeyer Homes in Topeka, and Bob's Janitorial, all proud sponsors of tonight's broadcast. Well, it's 20-6, Silver Lake leads Holton. And we do have a treat coming up in between our girls' game and our boys' game tonight. Special guest coming over, Coach Holliday.
Special guest. Continue on with the Hall of Fame tour. And, we got Coach Porter on the to our left, and state championship, a couple of them, and his resume. But the real brains of the operation will be with us between games, and that's his wife, Krista, who had her own basketball legacy. She played here for me and great success. And then we got Hyman with a bucket and missed it. Gets a rebound, though. Then went on to Johnson County and Fort Hays State. So anxious to get a chance to talk with her between ball games.
Krista Porter, our special guest. And out of Holton's third called timeout, struggled to get a defensive rebound. Silver Lake's had a couple shots already, as Coach mentioned, on this possession. Paige Hyman, an inside look. It wouldn't go. Doney out, tanking back in. Silver Lake still has the basketball. It's just over 3 minutes to go now in the first half. It's 20-6. He with it on the right elbow. Holton is matched up a little bit. Here's a skip pass to the left baseline. A long two. Good for Brewster. It's been a huge part tonight with 6 points in this game.
The Holt went man out, timeout. Silver Lake picked it up, ran a great set, got an open look on the left baseline.
Brewster and Haney both have 6 points for Silver Lake. Holton only has 6 points for their entire team. Here's a good look by Wilcott Mish. Schuster rebound, put back good with the left hand. Schuster, the 6 foot senior, gets second chance points for the Cats.
Well, that's part of Liz's game. What she has become, where she can go both directions, shoots the lefty there. Silver Lake with the three ball. Schuster on cue picks up the defensive rebound.
He misfired from the near side. It's 22-8. Begenhagen brings it up for the Cats, and they throw it away again. This one off the hands of Wilcott. That's 12 turnovers for Holton. What a one-handed pass by Haney. Up and a foul will put Taylor Zordel to the charity stripe as Haney got handled. Two free throws coming for the Eagles again here.
Well, she has had a chance to talk to Division One coaches about her that I'm familiar with, and they've been to watch her play. And I know she was offered Division Two as a freshman. Tremendous upside, the thing that the biggest lock that the D1 schools have on is her size, but you can't measure her heart.
Two fouls on Laura Larrison for Holton. She goes to the bench. Zordel makes the second free throw after missing the first. It's her initial point. As Zordel now checks out, she's one of six players that have scored. Wendy and Hyman still out there, just back off the bench. Jaylee Whitehead returned to the floor for Silver Lake. Brister still out there as well, as the lead is 15 points, and Holton turns it over for a 13th time. Here's one-on-one. Left side, Brewster all the way to the cup, lays it in for two. Brewster high-scoring honors now with 8 points. Taking advantage that time of a Holton turnover and scoring in transition. Houston breaks the 10-second count. Ball knocked away from her. It's stolen by Hyman. Another Holton turnover as it's trending between bad and ugly right now for the home team in white. Here's a three. Haney, ring it up! Kaylin Haney with the triple. 9 points for her. And in the second quarter, it is a 17-4 Silver Lake advantage.
Silver Lake extended. Boy, hold on. He got a shot off here late. And here they're going to have another turnover. And we're going to get a Haney with the run out.
To the left side, an easy layup. She's in double digits with 11, capitalizing on another Holton turnover that's quickly producing points on the other end. Lassie gets it. Holton's got a 3-on-2. Lassie into the half court to Wilcott. Holton will catch their breath here with 50 seconds to go in this first half. And Wilcott hits the floor. I think they whistle a foul. She went down hard. 47 seconds on this second quarter clock. Silver Lake now ahead 30-8. Foul against Silver Lake is on Kaylin Haney. It's her first personal and team foul number two. Holton will trigger it in as they line up at the four corners of the paint. Looking underneath, couple six-footers. They're denied. And now touched out of bounds. Good perimeter D by Whitehead.
Very active Silver Lake defense is. They've jumped into man-to-man, centered it full court. But even the big girls can get out and guard. Tomlin chases Schuster around the perimeter.
Deflected again, but Wilcott keeps control of this one, trying to back away in the paint. Now finds a wide-open Doney on the left side, but her bunny's no good. Liv's upset with herself. I think she realized how wide-open she was on a nice pass, but Holton could not convert. Now a long pass tipped by Wilcott, tried to hustle to the basketball. She beats Dortle to it, goes and lays it in strong. Brooke Wilcott with the deflection and the breakaway deuce. On the fourth Silver Lake turnover, that makes it a 20-point difference on the scoreboard. 5 seconds left. Deflected pass by Tanky. 2 seconds left. A long, long three. Whitehead short at the buzzer. And at halftime, our score is Silver Lake 30 and Holton 10. Holton made three shots in that second quarter, Coach, but I would venture to say they probably only shot about six or seven times. They had 9 turnovers in the second quarter alone, and Holton setting on 15 turnovers here at the break.
That was one of those good news, bad news. You know, the shooting percentage was excellent, probably 50%, but when you'd only turn the ball over more times than you shoot it, it's going to be a problem. So credit Silver Lake's defense. They are, some of it was Holton just unforced errors, but Silver Lake had a lot to do with some of them, especially the last few. They were really getting out in passing lanes, getting deflections, still a couple passes, and you know, made them pay. That's the thing that with Silver Lake, got some athletes, got some guards. They can get up and down if you give them the opportunity.
Silver Lake outscored Holton 11-4 in the first quarter and outscored them in the second quarter 19-6. So as we take our first break here at halftime, it's Silver Lake 30 and the Holton Wildcats 10. You're listening to high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back with our studio MVP, MJ. I'm Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. We're at halftime of our girls' contest in a Big East makeup Twin Bill tonight. Silver Lake Girls out to the big lead, 30-10 here at halftime. We were tied at twos and fours, but after that, it was all Eagles. They led 11-4 at the end of one quarter on a 7-0 run, stretched it to 13-4, then continued pushing that lead and taking away the basketball from Holton as the lead 20 here at intermission after a 19-6 second quarter for Silver Lake. And just like the scoreboard, every stat category you look at is pretty lopsided. Holton had 15 turnovers. Silver Lake had just 4 turnovers. Silver Lake was 4-for-4 at the line. Holton did not get to the line. Holton also did not make any three-pointers. Silver Lake hit 3 shots from behind the arc. So offense, defense, stats, any way you cut it, and it is the second game in as many nights for these two teams, but once the Silver Lake engine got going, it was humming pretty good and building a lot of momentum throughout that first half.
Well, this you know, we talked about paint touching a lot with Holton. Some of that does that. Especially with Harrison. They do a great job by going to the inside out. In fact, five, half, I believe. And so, something like that. Then a couple back, get it stopped.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Wanna try to love again, baby? I'll try to love again, but I know the first cut is the deepest, baby. I know the first cut is the deepest, but when it comes to being lucky, he's best.
travel floater on baseline, doesn't get it to drop. Wilcott knocks it out of bounds.
Just underway here in the third quarter. Silver Lake leading Holton by 20 points. The basketball, Silver Lake and the Maroons now going right to left. Get a wide open shot down low. Paige Hyman makes her baskets in pairs. Paige Hyman now with 8 points for Silver Lake, who leads 34-12 here at Holton.
She's got a teammate hanging with her floor vision. She finds her easily and often.
Going to be the second foul against Holton here in the second half. Excuse me, against Holton's lost one of their other starters to the locker room as well. Again, playing without one of their top guards and Taya Taylor tonight, but now they've lost Brooke Wilcott. So Holton with just seven girls that they've played here in this contest. They look for some high-low from Houston to Larrison, who passes it out to Tony, and now Sagenhagen. I don't even know if Holton's attempted maybe two or three trays in this game. Here's a drive and a miss by Schuster, and Silver Lake comes away with it. Now they have a three-on-two at the other end. It's Haney weaving her way up the court. Layup, no, but a backside rebound. Follow missed by Zortle. Two good chances there for the Eagles, but nothing to show for it.
I think Willie Tanking had a couple three-point attempts early in the ballgame, but not much later.
So it's Tony, Schuster, Sagenhagen, Larrison, and Tanking for the Wildcats and Coach Kurt Heisler. Silver Lake, they're playing man-to-man defense. They have Kaylin Haney, Taylor Zortle, Paige Hyman, Ella Bolin, and Savannah Windy. Pass underneath from Tanking finds Larrison, a shot bank, no good. Silver Lake pushing the tempo here. If expanded this lead throughout the game. Haney one-hands it. Now a touch pass on the left wing to Windy. Back inside it goes. Now a kick to the right wing. Here's a fake shot by Bolin, who finds Haney to the basket. Left-hand layup. Good for Kaylin Haney. She's got 13 points, which is more than the Holton Wildcats team. It is 36-12. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. East League basketball. Lee Brooke Wilcott had some blood on her jersey. She's now wearing a new jersey, different number, and set to check back in. Houston had it knocked away and stolen. Couple turnovers on Holton here in the second half. That's 17 total turnovers for the Wildcats tonight. Haney Clyde leans in. Shot off the glass won't go this time for the All-State junior. Houston comes away with it and throws it at half court off of Haney and out of bounds. Subs for both teams. Brooke Wilcott back in wearing number 2 now instead of 0. Becca Lassie returns to the court, joining Schuster, Tanking, Al Wilcott, and Sagenhagen. And for Silver Lake is Jaylee Whitehead, who hit a big three off the bench for Coach Kyle Porter's team in the first half. And Elena Brewster was also great at 8 points, 4-for-4 at the line in the first half here tonight. 36-12, Silver Lake in control here at Holton, looking to bounce back from just their second loss of the season last night. Tanking can't get off the three. All knocked away, but picked up by Schuster. Silver Lake just caused a lot of stress for Holton offensively, and a Schuster drive. This one is banked in for her second field goal. Time Schuster found a little opening and able to finish in the paint. Today, 22-point deficit on the scoreboard. Bolin to the left side, Whitehead. Bolin defended atop the Holton 2-3 defensive zone. Now a long three. This one short, missed by Zortle. Long rebound, though, chased down by the Eagles. They find Zortle to the basket, underneath to Hyman. Wasn't quite expecting it, but got it. Passed it to the far corner, and a three ball by Elena Brewster. What a night for her. 11 for the Silver Lake senior.
Yeah, second chance opportunity. Ball went from the wing to the high post to the low post and kicked it out to the three-point baseline. Great ball movement by Silver Lake.
Hagen drives. Now Tanking had it stripped. Up the court comes Haney. Poked away from behind. Good job by Brooke Wilcott to get back. Tony and Larrison return for the Wildcats. And for Silver Lake, it is Zortle and Wendy back into the game. Al Porter graduated from here at Holton High School. He's coached a few games here, including when he was the head coach at Royal Valley. Won a state championship with the Panthers here in Jackson County before going out to Hayes and then settling in at Silver Lake 5 years ago. We'll talk to Kyle Porter's wife, Krista Bouchard, coming up in between games. We got the boys game to follow later tonight, and we got a foul, both defensively, picking up their second foul of this third quarter. And it's going to be number three on Laura Larrison, the first player to get a third foul in the contest.
Now, you talked about calling her Krista Porter, and I didn't know who she was. These girls will always never have a married name, as far as I'm concerned. They'll always be Krista Bouchard. No offense, Kyle.
Into the far corner, another open three. Wendy missed this one off the front of the rim. Lassie has the rebound. Megan Hagen now with it. 2:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Silver Lake has won every quarter. They have a 9-4 edge going right now here in the third, and Holton just committed their 19th turnover of the night. We told you early on that Holton was averaging about 20 turnovers per game, and I think it's going to be tough to stay underneath that number here against the pesky ranked Eagle squad here tonight.
Well, they had so many of them in that second quarter that Silver Lake got the run out 19-6, a great second quarter for Silver Lake. And there's a deflection of steal by Brooke Wilcott.
Yeah. On the
maintains it. Timeout. Holton.
Good hustle. So Silver Lake with just their sixth turnover in comparison to Holton's 19. And we get a timeout. We're going to keep it here and thank some of our sponsors. We were able to play some extra ads there with a brief disconnection at halftime. Some of our Holton Channel sponsors with the online video stream at MSDSports.net include Mark Asselman Construction, also Bell Plumbing of Holton, Wilson Tire when selection and service matter, and Jet's Pizza on the downtown Holton Square. Some of our other Silver Lake and Topeka area sponsors tonight include the Scott Griller State Bank. Also, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker, American Home, and Clements Welding of Moro, one of our KOZA 96.9 Sports Booster sponsors for this game here tonight as we approach 7 o'clock on KOZA Effingham, Topeka. Boys game to follow, makeup games here tonight on a Wednesday. Silver Lake led 30-10 at halftime, and they're leading Holton now 39-14. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter out of a Wildcat timeout. They'll have the basketball underneath their own goal. Brooke Wilcott taking some time to get a finger taped up. I think it was a bloody finger earlier.
Hangnail or something.
Had to go put a new jersey on, and now taping that finger up a little bit more before any red starts to appear.
Exactly.
Holton inbounds underneath their own goal. Sagan Hagen. To Tony. Now Wilcott tries to attack and she's stripped. Good take, looked like a little opening there. That's Wilcott's game, is to attack the basket. Coming out for a bit to make sure everything's good as Tanking checks back in for the home team. We're Lake trying to get second win against Holton this season. The first back on December the 10th. Classic triple teamed on the low block, tries to put it up and draws the foul as Elena Brewster was defending and going to pick up her second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Eagles here in the third quarter. Becca Lassie's first free throws of the night is short, so Holton is 0-3 at the line, and Silver Lake has made 5 of 6. Silver Lake's also made all 4 3-point baskets in this game. Led from start to finish. We were tied early at 2s and 4s, but then Silver Lake went up 11-4 at the end of the quarter and has not looked back. Second free throw good. Lassie's first point of the game, just the 5th different Wildcat player to score. Holton led by Laura Larrison with 6 points. Silver Lake has Haney with 13, Brewster with 11, and Hyman with 8. The other girls scoring as well, including triples by Jaylee Whitehead and Ella Boland. Holton still playing 2-3 zone. Silver Lake looks down, though, for Boland. Tough catch across the paint to the left side. Shot partially blocked against Brewster. Taken away by Lassie, and now here comes Wilcott from left to right. Sends it ahead to Larrison. Shot a little rushed and missed short. Rebounded by the Eagles. Silver Lake, 10-2 on the campaign. Holton girls 6-7 and in danger of a 5th consecutive loss. So the Holton girls here tonight as we're under a minute now remaining in this third quarter.
There's one bright spot for Holton. There's a deflection. And Silver Lake maintains. And a steal by Lassie.
Able to come away with it after all of that. Multiple
scrum
girls touching the basketball. Nobody could really control it. Now they find Doney wide open underneath. She turns and scores. Olivia Doney from Brooke Wilcott. 39-17 now the scores. The Eagles may hold for one, but it's loose again on the floor. Wilcott picks it up. That's back-to-back turnovers by Silver Lake. Eight total for the game. Here's tanking one-on-one. Tough shot off the window and in. And a Silver Lake player is hurt at the other end, and this is Ella Boland. Not good, as she appears to be in some significant pain. Silver Lake playing without Dieter tonight, their 5'5 freshman guard, is averaging 12 points an outing. Boland is down and being attended to with 9 seconds to go here in this third quarter. We have a 20-point contest. Other Silver Lake area sponsors for tonight's high school game broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse include Integrity Insurance, also Next Tech of Topeka, and Silver Lake Bank, as well as Performance Tire and Auto. Streaming as well as bonus video coverage tonight on the Holton channel at msesports.net. As up on her feet and walking off the court under her own power is Ella Boland, the Silver Lake. Good sign. Looked like she went down kind of hard. Might have even lost her breath or wind, but I think she looks okay. Did she hit her head?
She hit her head. I mean, there was a kind of Holt kind of hit her as well. I mean, it was as a jumping on for the loose ball. Hit her head pretty good. They couldn't stop the game as Holt was on a breakaway.
3 seconds left. A long triple miss short by Haney at the end of the third quarter. It was a 20-point game at halftime, and it remains a 20-point game as we head to the final 8-minute stretch of this girls' contest. A 60-second timeout with our scores Silver Lake 39 and Holton 19 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. Thanks to Ethan Will and Carter Kohlberg running the video production tonight. As we begin the fourth quarter here at Holton High School, the Silver Lake girls lead 39-19. And they have the basketball against the Wildcat 2-3 zone. Little high-low pass to Hyman, and Page is fouled. A good look by Kaylin Haney, averaging 6 assists per game. He has scored a game-high 13 points here tonight. Hyman getting to the line to shoot her first two free throws. That was against Laura Larrison, and that is her fourth. Laura was the only player in the game that even had 3 fouls. Now the 6-foot senior for Holton has 4 personal. Go for Hyman, in and out, no good. Just a second miss for Silver Lake from the charity stripe. Larrison goes to the bench, and Becca Lassie returns to the hardwood floor. Both teams scoring just 9 points in that third quarter to keep the margin at 20 points. Hyman makes the second free throw. She has 9 points in this game. Lead is 21. Holton with 19 turnovers and 19 points here in this fourth quarter. Wilcott dribbling with it up top. Doney fakes and now gets a screen from Schuster, drives all the way right side, a high pass caught by Lassie, and she lays it in for two. Nice finish by Becca Lassie for her first field goal.
If Doney's dropping the dime, you know, if you're holding the one thing, you got to be, you got some kids that haven't been playing a lot of minutes, and they're not playing scared. They're playing hard, playing smart, as right on cue, Lassie gets a defensive rebound after a score.
Alton played almost all their games early in the season with only six players seeing the varsity court. They're minus one of their starters, of course, in Kaya Taylor here tonight. Here's Doney, a shot right side of the lane, and it's up and good. Doney, one of those youngsters, her and Lassie, is talking about a couple sophomores, and they've made back-to-back buckets.
Well, that's, said you got to find a positive here. You know, they're probably not going to win the ball game, but they're chipping in down a 17-point deficit where it was 25.
To the high post, Haney. Knights find again. Hyman open and converts. Hyman from Haney. Page has 11.
Tell you what, when you got Haney in there at the high post, she is, gets ball at the point guard, and she got her fake from the rim. Great things happen.
In off the bounce, up top to Doney. A screen set by Tanking, and they said she wasn't set. Going to be a moving screen offensive foul. That is Holton's second one here in the fourth quarter. Second personal charge to Tanking, the junior. Over 6 minutes remaining here in the fourth frame. Boys game to follow. Special guest interview coming up between games tonight. Krista Bouchard Porter. Nice steal by Wilcott. Now foul called after she lost the basketball. Zordo tried to reach out and get a piece of Wilcott. Taylor Zordo will pick up her second personal foul. That's turnover number 9 against Silver Lake. Frustrating last night. Silver Lake was trying to play catch up at Riley County. Night they didn't shoot the basketball very well. Riley County began extremely patient as Silver Lake last night held to just 36 points, their season low. That after scoring 76 in their previous outing against Sabetha. They've scored 78 and 76 Silver Lake's high totals this season. Holton looking to add to their offense. Is Brooke Wilcott going to get to the foul line to shoot two?
So we had a chance to see Riley County. They got a nice ball club. I mean, they're guard heavy, handle basketball. Probably a great matchup with the Silver Lake team.
Don't look now, but the Riley County girls are undefeated in Big East League play. They still have some tough challenges ahead, but Riley County topped the Big East League girls standing. Brooke Wilcott made her first free throw, third point of the game. So it's good as well, and Coach Heisler going to take his next to last timeout. Timeout holds at 42-25. Silver Lake girls lead by 17. With 5:48 left to go in this contest, we'll step away for a 30-second break. Listening to high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you here in Holton. 42-25 is our score. Holton girls came in with a four-game skid. Silver Lake trying to bounce back from just their second loss of this, sitting at 10-2. It's been all Eagles here tonight.
Holton's going to extend a little bit. Boy, this Silver Lake, this could be dangerous. They get the ball moving. They're going to find some people.
Side of the lane is Jaylee Whitehead, Ella Boland, And a Wendy out there with Kaylin Haynes, Paige Hyman. Here's a three-pointer miss. Long rebound, though, to Boland. She goes back up and scores. And great to see Ella Boland back on the floor. She had went out. Now has 5 points in this contest. Here's Tanking attacking on the right side, and a charge foul. Going to be number three. Tanking so sure about the call, and Silver Lake will have it leading by 19. Both girls came in three in Big East League. Silver Lake 5-1 with their first loss last night at Riley County. Into the far corner, Wendy. Now down low to Hyman. She's double teamed. Silver Lake kicks it back out. We're under 5 minutes to go in the contest. 44-25. Here's a skip pass. Boland a three. No good. Rebound taken by Silver Lake. Tosses it up top to Whitehead. To the far corner. Another three ball. Wendy, this one no good. Rebound tied up. Doney and Whitehead both going for it. The alternate possession arrow will give it to the Wildcat.
Silver Lake's just a really nice passing team. Boy, they move the ball well. Share it extremely well. Very unselfish.
Still by Haney, but Wilcox gets it, takes off. Now back to the trailer. Larrison, who just returned to the court with four personal fouls. Only player in foul trouble here in this game with 4:20 to go. She's just driving hard right side. Did a little bit strong. Then off Wilcott as she hit the floor and kind of twisted her ankle as she did. See if Brooke Wilcott can get to her feet. She has
a cramp.
Yep. Got a calf cramp and Fulton's bench tonight like it has no other time this year.
Yeah, and Kaylin Haney was stretching her. So Dr. Haney was working at it.
Brooke gets up and
he's fine.
Flips off. Has committed and signed to play college soccer next year at Washburn University as Brooke Wilcott. Kyle Porter telling his girls he wants a good shot on offense here, while protecting this lead, and content probably to work the clock a little as well. Haney on the drive, out to Whitehead. She'll shoot the open three. It's off the rim, no. Another offensive rebound, though. Wendy missed everything on her follow. Schuster rips it away, now wants to dribble up the court. Then could come to a jump stop, kind of a little bunny hop that's a walk. Although I have that as the first Holton turnover in the fourth quarter, which is still number 20 for the game, but Holton's only had five turnovers since halftime, if my calculations are correct.
That's what I have as well.
They've done a much, much, much better job taking care of the basketball. Big deficit tonight here at home as the ball knocked out by the Wildcats. It'll stay with Silver Lake under their basket, leading 44-25. Just 3:48 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Haney with 13 points to lead the way. Paige Hyman has 11, and Elena Brewster has 11 for the Eagles. He gets tied up this time with Tanking. The possession arrow going to keep it with the visitors. Dortle in, Whitehead out. Eagles will fire it in underneath their own basket. Top to Wendy. On the left side, a triple.
Nope.
No good. Missed by Haney. Pretty accurate. Doesn't force anything. Larrison driving. Off-balance shot. Banked in by Laura Larrison. She's got 8 to lead the Wildcats tonight. One wasn't easy. Lake passes up a couple wide open threes. They'll get it to Haney at the foul line and now wraps it around to Wendy. She finds Boland. Kicks it in the near corner. It's a Zordle three. First field goal made tonight for Taylor Zordle. Eagles have knocked down 5 triples, and they're back up by 20. Zordle 4 points now in the game. Tony looking to attack. Knocked away from her by Haney. It'll stay with Holton at 2:46 to go as Brooke Wilcott going to check back in. Wilcott will trigger it in for the Cats, who again Friday night will host St. Mary's. Still have road games at Hiawatha, a non-league game at Osage City, as well as a road game at Royal Valley. Holton, after Friday night, will just have a home game remaining against Jeff West and Sabetha. Final few weeks here of the high school basketball regular season. Holton 4A, here's a three, and Schuster left it a little short, and an over-the-back foul on the Wildcat.
Five. Or Larison. Played a nice ball game tonight.
8 points, but foul trouble limited her minutes. But Larison's night is done with 2:32 to go. Silver Lake in 3A, you know, it's kind of interesting. There won't just be 18 predetermined sub-states this year, and hopefully that's something that will help the Eagles squad, although, of course, last year they had no problems and will still be a favorite, but the way they're changing sub-states should help the Silver Lake squad this year in the postseason.
We're going to have a great chance to get to state, and that's you know, that's all you can ask for. But they're going to have to play, and I'll take a look at that today, and looks like there's going to be two good teams in both sub-states. What a pass.
Nice look. Count the basket, plus one. Ella Boland able to finish. Heads to the line for a free throw. But with two teams really good in each of the way sub-states are now, there's multiple teams that will go to state, and as you mentioned, that's what you want. You want to try to find a better way to get your best team.
Exactly. 4A, 5A, 6A have it. They've got it figured out. I mean, it's obvious. With 3A on down, he hits the end one. But 3A, you're going to have 16 teams. You're going to have 16 teams, and you have two sub-states. But instead of having four good teams in a sub-state that and a weak sub-state maybe next door, you're going to have two good teams and two sub-states. So it's going to be better. It's not going to be great.
Keep tweaking, right?
Keep tweaking, exactly. It's a good. And I think you'll see them. I think what 4A, 5A, and 6A have done, just there's so many more schools in the lower divisions.
Down to a minute 15 to go. Silver Lake working a little clock here, leading 50-27. Eagles never trailed tonight. We were tied briefly at 4-4. Turnaround jumper is no good. Offensive board by Hyman. Triple teamed and tied up, and it's Holton basketball. Both teams missing their last couple of shots heading to the final minute here of this girls' contest. Get you the final stats and then a quick break, and then Krista Bouchard Porter will be joining us as our guest in between games here tonight. Holton led in scoring by Larison, who fouled out with 8, but after that, just 6 for Doney, 4 for Schuster, 4 for Wilcott, 3 for Becca Lassie.
Well, you know, you lose Taylor. You would hope that Schuster and Wilcott could step up for you and carry a little bit bigger load. And didn't happen tonight. A lot of that had to do with Silver Lake and their defense and Holton and their turnovers.
Boys game should be good. The Holton boys have won 3 consecutive games. The Lassie shot no good. Holton boys 5-8. Silver Lake boys are 9-3. But have won some close ones. Beat Sabetha by 2. Beat Riley County by 4 points last night in Silver Lake. They've won some close games. They're a high-octane scoring offense as well that we'll see in our nightcap. Shannon Kruger and Marco Hunter, the first-year Holton head coaches. Silver Lake holding it here for the final 15 seconds. And this game is going to end. Final score of Silver Lake 50 and Holton 27. The Holton girls lose their 5th game in a row. They're now 6-8. And the Silver Lake girls bounce back from a loss. They're now 11-2. So a 23-point Silver Lake win at Holton. Our post game coming up next here on 96.9 The Bulls.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke here with you, wrapping up our girls' contest tonight in the Big East makeup doubleheader from a game a few weeks ago. Silver Lake girls beat Holton 50-27. They never trailed. The game was tied early at 2s and 4s. Silver Lake led 11-4 at the end of one. They were up 30-10 at halftime. And if you look back that second quarter, really the difference in this game, Holton committed 9 turnovers in that second quarter. They were outscored 19-6. The lead ballooned up to 20. Silver Lake never looked back and route to the 23-point win. Silver Lake 7 of 9 at the free throw line tonight. Holton made just 3 of 6. There was 5 three-point baskets made in the contest, and all 5 were made by the Eagles. I mentioned turnovers. It was a big part of tonight. Holton had 20 turnovers, although only 1 in the fourth quarter and only 5 total turnovers in the second half. But Holton had 15 turnovers by intermission here tonight. Silver Lake just 9 total turnovers in the game, and the scoring for the Eagles went like this. Kaylin Haney finished with 13. Paige Hyman and Elena Brewster both had 11. Ella Boland tonight finished with 8. Taylor Zordel had 4. And Jaylee Whitehead had the other 3 points as the Silver Lake girls improved to 11-2 and now 6-1 in the Big East League. For the Holton girls, they had 5 players score, but none in double digits, led by Laura Larrison with 8 points. Olivia Doney had 6 tonight, getting her first varsity start. Brooke Wilcott, 4 points. Elizabeth Schuster, 4 points, but both about a third of their season average. Becca Lassie had the final 3 points for the Wildcats in the loss. The Holton girls have dropped 5 consecutive. They are now 6-8 on the season. They also fall below 500 now at 3 wins and 4 losses in the Big East. 50-27, our final score. Silver Lake victorious over Holton. Boys game should be a good one again coming up here on 96.9 The Pulse, as the Holton boys 5-8 but have won 3 consecutive games, facing Silver Lake's boys who are 9-3 and looking to stay strong for top few spots in the Big East League standing. Silver Lake 5-1 in league play this season. Holton 3-3. Silver Lake won the first meeting of the year 67-50 against the Holton boys, and the rematch is coming up next. Right now, though, I'm going to turn it over to my partner, John Holliday, who has one of his former players. We talked about some connections tonight between Holton and Silver Lake. Now welcome Krista Bouchard Porter to our broadcast. John, take it away.
Well, he called you Krista Porter earlier, and I said, who's that? And it's not who I said was going to interview tonight. So I said, well, all my players will never have a married name because they're always going to be their maiden name. But I am extremely excited to have Krista Bouchard Porter with me tonight. And former player of mine, had a great career at Holton. Did you bring the kids up and point your picture up on here on the wall and say, look, I used to be something around here?
You know, I'm trying. And all week they've been asking when they can go to Mommy's Gym. So I'm okay if they call it that.
That's exactly correct. So for those of you, if you don't know, Krista had a great career at Holton. Had a couple runner-ups here. Never did get big ring.
No.
And your brother.
Oh, he reminds me.
He hammered you about that all the time. I know that. And you know, the thing that I was fortunate enough, I had her dad and her brother as athletic director. So I'm not sure if I was or not, but. When Rich left, when her dad left, I said, as long as you leave your daughter here, we're in great shape.
Yep.
But, you know, one of the things that Krista played, Johnson County, had a great career. Johnson County transferred, had another great, finished her career at Fort Hays State. And, you know, I will not afraid to say, I think she's, does Kyle come home and say, Krista, what do I do?
Yeah, I mean, there are times he asked me, and... No, but it's fun. I mean, I obviously love basketball, and it's nice to be able to kind of chat through a game, and I feel like I can contribute a little bit. I say that I'm the head coach at home, you know, so he usually listens to me. It's a good thing.
Well, obviously for him it would be. So, well, what's, you know, for the coach's wife's perspective, how is it that you were a player at an extremely high level? What's it like to sit in the stands as a wife and a former player and take a look at what he's doing?
Yeah, well, I will say, I tell everybody, it's way easier being a player than it is a spectator, because